Fantastic. Why don't you take a seat? And if you can't see me, because you're little, you might want to either sit on mummy or daddy's knee, or move somewhere. Oh yeah, or sit on a kneeler or something like that. Make sure you can see me, because I've got here a present. Can you see? Can you see my present? Now, I've got this present because I want to tell you about a game that I always used to play at Christmas time. I wonder if you play this game at Christmas time. The game is called Guess the Present. Do you play that game at Christmas time? I used to love playing that game at Christmas time. In fact, I used to try and start in sort of November. I would be rooting around the house, see if I could find the presents. I gave my parents a really hard job. Just hiding the presents in the bottom of the wardrobe wasn't good enough. The bottom drawer of that big cabinet that was on the upstairs landing, that wasn't good enough. I'd be in there, and I'd take the present, and I'd shake it. And maybe I'd peek if it hadn't been wrapped up well enough. Try and work out what the present was. Did you play that game?
No.
No. Do you think you know what this present is? You look at it. You're thinking, it's like a bicycle. Or a lawnmower. Or something like that. What do you think? Does anybody know? If you put your hand up, then I'll know that you want to give an answer. But no. Oh, hello. Suzanne, what do you think's in the present?
Football.
It is a football. Well done. That was an easy one. That was an easy one. It is a football. I'm going to leave it there. Now, you think when you're an adult that you might grow out of playing this game. Do you think that? You think once you become an adult? No, you're right. You don't grow out of playing that game when you're an adult. If I can invite my wife to come up. This year, I bought my wife a present online. It came through the post. And she happened to be the one who picked it up. And she took the present. And she felt it. And she said, I know what this is. There it is, love. There's your present.
This is the present.
And she said, well, hang on. She said, I know what my present is.
I think this is the present.
And it is the present that came through the door. And I said, no, you don't. No. No, it's a DVD. And she said, that's not a DVD. What did you think it was?
I think it's socks.
You think it's socks. Okay.
I love socks.
Now, there are two questions that I'm going to ask you when you're opening my presents like this. You need to guess, what is it? And what is it for?
Oh, okay.
So, love, what do you think the present is?
I think it's socks.
And what do you think that's for?
Keeping my feet.
Would you like to open the present and find out whether you're right?
Oh, they're Eeyore socks. Oh.
Well done. She was right. Give her a round of applause.
I love Eeyore socks.
They are Eeyore socks. Now, I've got a bag of presents here. And one that didn't fit in the bag. Can you see? I've got a bag of presents and one that didn't fit. Dave, you might have to be a distributor of presents.
Okay.
And I've got 10 seats up here. And I would like some volunteers to come up and play my game. Now, are there some well-behaved children who are putting their hands up? Who would like? Oh, look. Up you come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Are you going to come up and sit in a chair? You get to open a... Why don't you bring an adult with you? Yeah, come on. Now, they don't all need to be children who get to open my presents. And the game is going to be feel the present, guess what it is, and guess what it's for. Can I have some more volunteers? Maybe if you've got a child next to you who needs a bit of encouragement, why don't you bring them up? Sophia, walk that up into the middle. This is our last present to open. It's making a noise. Now, can you guess what your present is before you unwrap it? No, Mummy needs to help. Mummy, can you help? What does she think it is?
A train.
A train. And what's it for? What's for playing with? Are you going to tear it open? Yeah, I'm excited about that. Go on, tear it. It's an elephant train. Yeah. An elephant train that clicks when you pull it along. Fantastic. Now, you're allowed to swap your presents, but not yet, because I'm going to say a few more things about our Bible reading. Can you give all of our kids a massive round of applause? Well done. Head back to your seats. And now we've played that game, and you won't be surprised to know that I've got a present too. I've got a present too, and I hope that you can see it. I'm going to hold it up nice and high. This is my present. This is the present that I've got. And our passage today talks about some people who don't recognise this. This present, hands down, I'm not asking yet. You're going to be well-behaved children on the front row. This is God's present to us. And in our passage today, it speaks about some people who don't know what it is. It's kind of like they're feeling, they're touching, they're guessing, and they don't know what it is. And I'm going to be explaining verse 2 for those of you who like to follow along in the Bibles. This letter was written to a church who were trying to decide, should I trust what people are saying as they come and as they preach and as they teach? And this was the way that they were given to know whether they could trust what the person has to say. And you know, some people don't understand God's gift to us at Christmas time. Some people feel the present. Here's my first idea. Some people feel the present and they say, it's a human baby. It's a human baby, they say. But it's just a baby. That's what they do. They're kind of trying to guess what the present is. And you know what? That's not right. It's not right. I mean, Jesus was a real baby, but he wasn't just a real baby. He was so much more than a normal baby. Can you remember some of the things from the Christmas story that suggest he was much more than just a normal human baby? And we saw a little video clip at the beginning. Can you remember the shepherds? Who appeared to the shepherds? Who appeared to the shepherds?
Angels.
Angels. Yeah, we didn't have hands up, but there weren't too many volunteers. Angels. Now, who here had angels appearing to announce that they were going to be born? None of you. No, you didn't. Because you're just a normal human. This baby had angels announcing. Who else came to see the baby? Can you remember? Who else? Gabriel came. Who did Gabriel speak to? Gabriel spoke to Mary before she even got pregnant. He said, you're going to have a baby. Miraculously. Now, I know that none of you, that happened for you. An angel came and it was a miraculous birth. Because you're just a normal human baby. Now, what else? Was someone else mentioned? I said the wise men. Yeah. Now, who had wise men come to visit and bring presents of gold, frankincense and myrrh when you were about one or so? No, you didn't, did you? Because you're just a normal human baby. Think about it, actually. Just imagine there's the baby with Mary and Joseph and the wise men come and bow down. Grown-ups bowing down to a baby. Very strange. Very strange. Why did that happen? Well, because he's not just a normal human baby. There was also Herod trying to kill him. He was not just a normal human baby. If you're paying any attention at all at Christmas, you should be able to work that out. He's not just a normal human baby. But you know, some people kind of feel God's present and they're trying to work out what it is, and they don't make that mistake. They make another mistake. They say, oh, he was God come to earth, but he wasn't a real person. Perhaps they think God pretended to be human by making himself look human. Like, it's a bit like science fiction, like God was there and he just put something on the outside. I think a helpful way of thinking about it is like a coat. I'm very sorry, it's my microphone. They think God came to earth and he put flesh on like a coat. So he looked like he was human, but really, really he was God. That's what some people say. It's just like God put a coat on, so he was just wearing flesh for a little while. Some people say that. But that's not what the Bible says at all. You'll know, it doesn't say the word put on flesh, it says the word became flesh. He became a real human baby. And because he was a real human baby, you'll know, just like every baby, he cried and screamed. He made bad smells. He kept Mary and Joseph up all through the night. Oh, how difficult those first few months were. He was a real human baby. When he grew up, he grew taller and stronger. He grew cleverer. He ate food. He drank. If he fell and grazed his knee, he would cry. A real human baby. He wasn't just God pretending. He was a real human baby. If you get this present right, if you know what the present is, you'll know it is a real person. And it is God. God become flesh. But let's open it up, because we've worked out what it is, but we need to say what's it for. Let's open up the present. Now, I know, Susanna, you were desperate to tell me earlier what was in the present. You could see from the shape, couldn't you? Let's find out. As we open up, were we right? What do you think it was? A doll. It was a doll baby Jesus. You are right. And look, it's got some instructions about what it's for. Here you go. Here's the doll, the baby. Do you remember the wise men came and bowed down? They didn't just bow down because of the baby. They bowed down because what the baby came to do. What's it for? Well, this is what the instructions say. Savior of the world. Savior of the world saves your life for all eternity if you trust and follow him. Brings you into God's family. Wow. And there's a hint. Worship and give all you are to him. That's what the instructions say. So we've seen what the gift is. And now that's what it's for. Pretty clear, isn't it? Savior of the world. And the wise men got it. They were so thankful. I wonder if you are. I wonder if you're really thankful. You know, receiving a present can be quite difficult. I find giving presents is great fun. You get to see people smiling. You hope that you've got the right thing. It's very exciting. But receiving a present can be quite difficult. Especially if the person is sat there watching you. You kind of feel like you're being examined and tested. How am I going to respond? Am I going to be excited enough? Now, I guess if you receive these two presents, you would respond quite differently. Here's the first one. Brussels sprouts. Imagine you opened up your first Christmas present this afternoon and it was Brussels sprouts. Now, if you're anything like me, your response will be like, oh dear, I'm certainly not going to eat those. Dear, oh dear, you wouldn't be happy at all. But if you open up a present and you got this, a chocolate mansion. Look at that. You would be like, oh yes, thank you so much. It looks amazing and it's going to taste great. We respond very differently to different presents. We'd be like, wow, that's so cool. Let's do a wow. Can you do that? One, two, three.
Wow.
That'd be fantastic. We know how to respond to a present that we love, don't we? Well, how are you going to respond to God's present this year? Here are the instructions. Savior of the world saves your life for all eternity if you trust and follow him. Brings you into God's family. And the hint is worship him and give all you are to him. He is the best present we could ever receive. There's no other way to save your life for all eternity other than Jesus. There's no other way to be part of God's family other than following Jesus. He is the best present ever. I hope you'll receive it even more than the chocolate mansion with great excitement and joy and thankfulness. You see, the wise men worship Jesus who gave thanks to God. They are our example to follow. And I hope this Christmas time you'll be giving thanks and worshipping God for all that he's done for us. May God bless you this Christmas, fill your day and your Christmas with joy, and may we respond with thanks in our hearts to God. Amen.